Shasiluminary.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Tzadi Aleph. The Gemara at the bottom of Tzadi Amid Beis clears a shaylo. Yibayiluhu Tadir u'mekudish Eza mehem kaidim. Tadir kaidim Yishum de Tadir Aydilma mekudish Kadim de Kadish. So what goes first, Tadir or mekudish? Tashma Tmidin kaidim le'musafin. The Mishnah said that the Tmidim go before the Musafin. Va'afal gav the Musafin Kaddishi. Even though the Musafim are more Mekudish. Zok Rashi, Musafin Shem Shabbos Aleihem. Shehem Boim Chayv Allah. The Musafim have the Shem Shabbos upon them, because they come as a Chayva for Shabbos. Va'atmidin Boim Af Bechayl. Whereas the Tmidim come even in the weekday. So the Tmidim are not a Shabbos Dikit Karbin. So they're not Mekudish like the Musafim, and still it says that the Tmidim go first. So you see that Tadir overrides Mekudish. On that the Gemara says, Otu Shabbos, the Musafin Ahani, the Tmidim Loyahani. Are you telling me that Shabbos only helps for the Musafin, not for the Tmidim Zatrashi, the Tmidim Loyahani, Kivan Deha Idna, Karvi? Since they are brought today, Afheim Shem Shabbos Aleihem. So they also have the Shem Shabbos upon them. The Gemara is saying, a Gvaldig Achidish, that the Tmidim of Shabbos are not just like the regular Tumid of a regular weekday. The Tmidim of Shabbos are also Niskadish with the Kedusha of Shabbos. Since they are brought on Shabbos, they also have the Shem Shabbos upon them. So they're also just as Mekudish as the Musafin, and in addition to that, they're also Tadir. So the Tmidim are Tadir and Mekudish. The Musafin are only Mekudish. So therefore, that's not there. Therefore, the Tmidim go first. That's not a raya to our shail of Tadir and Mekudish. And the Gemara says the same thing. Vayter Toshma Musafe Shabbos Kaidman the Musafe Reish Chaydish. And again, the Gemara thinks that the Musafei Reish Chaydish, those have the Kedusha of Reish Chaydish, but the Musafin of Shabbos, which falls out on Reish Chaydish, they don't have the Kedusha of Reish Chaydish, and still you see the Musafei Shabbos are Kaidim. Even though the Musafei Reish Chaydish, Dr. Ashi Mekudoshin Mishal Shabbos, Dikri Mayit. The Musafin of Reish Chaydish are more Mekudish than Shabbos because they're called a Mayit. A Gevaldige Chiddush state da in the Gemara that Reish Chaydish is more Mekudish than Shabbos. We would have thought Shabbos is more Mekudosh than Reish Chodesh. It has an Yisr Malacha with a Chi of Skila, Chi of Karis. Reish Chodesh doesn't have any Yisr Malacha whatsoever. But no, state in Gemara that since Reish Chodesh is Ikri Moyed, like the Gemara says, Emsachim Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph at the top, therefore Reish Chodesh is more Mekudosh than Shabbos. And still you see that the Musafei Shabbos go before the Musafei Reish Chodesh. So you see that Tadir u'Mekudosh goes first. The Tadir goes first. On that, the Gemara says the same Dechia. Otu Reish Chodesh Nemusafin Didei Ahani Lemusafei Shabbos Layahani. You tell me Reish Chodesh doesn't help for the Musafin of Shabbos? And the Gemara says the same thing in the third Tashma. Tashma Musafei Reish Chodesh Kaidben Lemusafei Reish Hashanah. Afa Gav De Reish Hashanah Kacha. Reish Hashanah has more Kedusha than Reish Chodesh. It's a Mayid and it also has an Isra Malacha. And still the Musafei Reish Chodesh go before the Musafei Reish Hashanah. On that the Gemara says the same Dechia. Otu Reish Hashanah, the Musafei Didei Ahani. Ahani, the Musafei Reish Chodesh, Lo Ahani. Reish Hashanah affects, is Mekadesh also the Musafei Reish Chodesh that are brought on it. So I once heard from a chaver of mine, Reb Hillel Jacobowitz, from Montreal, that he wanted to say, based on this Gemara, that we could be miyashiv the minig of certain kehilas that are noyig, that when Shabbos falls out on Reish Chodesh, or you have Shabbos and Yom Tov together, by Musif, when we say Uv'yayim HaShabbos and Yismuchu V'malchuscha, do we say it with the Shabbos Dika Nigin? Or do we say it with the same Nigin as the rest of the davening? We say it with the Reish Chodesh Nigin. In some places, they go back to the Shabbos. They say, with the Reish Chodesh Nigin, or the Shalosh Regalim Nigin, and then, Uv'yayim HaShabbos, they go back to the Shabbos Dikin Nigin. and then they say Uvrashei Chod Sheichem, weiter with the Rosh Chodesh Tikkun Nigin, and then Yismuchu V'Malchuscha, they go back to Shabbos, and then Alekeinu V'Kaviseinu, they go back to Rosh Chodesh, which L'Chaira makes sense, because Uvayayim HaShabbos, that belongs to Shabbos, Yismuchu V'Malchuscha belongs to Shabbos, that's a Shabbos Tikkun Nusach, so that you say with the Nusach of Shabbos. But whatever is the Reish Chodesh Tikkun Nusach, that you say with the Reish Chodesh Tikkun Nigin. However, there are certain places where they're noyig to say the Reish Chodesh Tikkun Nusach all the way through. What's the pshat in that minig? Lefi our Gemara, we can say a very good pshat. Because once we see that Reish Chodesh affects the Musafin of Shabbos as well, so the Musafin of Shabbos are flavored with Reish Chodesh in them. They're not Stam Musafe Shabbos. They're Musafe Shabbos of Reish Chodesh. They have the Kedushas Reish Chodesh within them. So since they're a Reish Chodesh flavored Musafin, it makes sense that you can say them with the Reish Chodesh Dik and Nusach. Because they're Reish Chodesh Dik. That could be a Yishuv, a Pshat, in those Kehilis that are Noyig to use the Yomtif Dikin Nusach all the way through. Now, B'nai Geya, this Nekuda that we see in the Gemara, that Reish Chodesh is considered more Mekudish than Shabbos, like Rashi explained, because it's called the Moyed, Rav Beryl asked the Stira from the Gemara in Menachis, Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, by the Toshma, Ein Poichsen Mishisha Tlom Hamvukarim Belishkas HaTloim, and Rashi over there, in Dibra Maschel Ushma Mina, that Rashi clearly says, Pshat in the Gemara, that Va'afa Pisha Musafe Shabbos Mekudesh Hain, the Shabbos Kadosh Miyamtif. The Musafe Shabbos are more Mekudesh than the Musafin of Yamtif, because Shabbos is Kadosh Miyamtif. So, it's a stira to what we see in our Gemara, that even Reish Chodesh, which has less Kedusha than Yamtif, like you see in the third Tashma of the Gemara, that Reish Hashanah is considered more Mekudesh than Reish Chodesh, because it has an Isra Malacha, besides for being a Mayid. And even Yom Tif, Rashi says over there, in Menachas Mem Tes, Shabbos is more Kaddish than it. So certainly Shabbos should be more Kaddish than Reish Chodesh. This is a Tzarechi and how to be Miyashiv, the two sugyas. Moving on in the Gemara says on the third white line, Toshma Shlomim Shel Emesh, Chatos Ve'asham Shel Hayoim, Shlomim shall emesh koidman. If you have a shlomim that came into the Azara yesterday, and you have the chatos v'ashem that only came into the Azara today, so the shlomim shall emesh koidman, the shlomim of yesterday goes first. Ha'idi v'idi d'yoyim, but if they both came into the Azara today, chatos v'ashem kadmi. Sounds like the chatos and ashem would go first. V'afagav the shlomim tadiri, even though shlomim are more tadir, zok rashi, Shehein mitzuyin mitach sheboin b'neder u'b'nedava. Shlomim are more tadir because they're more frequent, since they're boin b'neder u'b'nedava. But a chatos and asham you can't bring b'neder u'b'nedava. Omar Rava, Rava says, Motsui kamrit. You're talking about something that's motsui, that's more frequent? Tadir kami bayalon. Motsui loy kami bayalon. Zot Rashi. Motsui kamrit. Shein tadi rusai chayva. Ela shehu motsui tamid yoyser. The Gemara differentiates between Matsui and Tadir. Matsui means it's more common, it's more frequent. That doesn't make you Tadir. Tadir has to be something that's a Chiyuv. Something that's a Chiyuv, like a Tamid, a Musif. These are Chayvis Hayoim, that has a Maila of Tadir. But something that Grada you bring more often, that's Matsui, that doesn't have the Maila of Tadir. And that the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Yehuda L'Rava, Atu Matzui Lav Tadir? You're telling me Matzui is not Tadir? V'hatanya, Oitzias HaPesach She'en Oit Tadir, V'loi Oitzias HaMila She'it Tadira. I might think that I should only exclude a Karban Pesach from a Karban Chatos. That you don't bring a Karban Chatos for being Mevatel, the Karban Pesach, because it's not Tadir. But maybe you think I shouldn't exclude Mila from a Karban Chata since it's Tadir. So you see that we're calling Mila Tadir even though it's Matsui. It's not something that's a Chayva on a certain day. It's just that it's more frequent than Pesach. On that, the Gemara says, "My tadira, tadira b'mitzvahs." What does tadira mean? Tadira b'mitzvahs. Dr. Rashi, sedura b'mitzvahs shenichrusu aleha shloish esrei brisayis v'tzivuyin. It doesn't mean a lashon of tadir. It means it's a lashon of mesudar. It's mesudar b'mitzvahs. It was nichrusu aleha shloish esrei brisayis. The Sfasemis is bothered with Rashi's pshat. He says it's dochuk because Beryl explained, what does that have to do with tadir? It sounds like it's tadira. It sounds like it has to do with tadirus. So the Sfasemis explained that mitzvah smila is called tadiris because lo'olam, the roshim of the mitzvah, is on the gufa adam. Not like every mitzvah, which is only b'shas asiyasa. Over here, the mitzvah is constant, so to speak. He's always a nimoil. That's what it means, tadira. Rav Beryl also explained like this with the Yisoid of the Beis Halevi, that in mitzvah smila there's two things. There's the maisa mitzvah and also the fact that he's mohu. So the Gemara means that mila is tadira b'mitzvahs because the fact that he's mohu is nimshachas la'olam, like the Sfas Emes. And the Arsameach in Perek Zayin Halacha Yudalid Mehilchus Nazirus says this pshat as well. I think the reason why Rashi doesn't want to learn this way is because the Lashon HaGemara is my tadira, tadira b'mitzvahs. It should have said my tadira, that it's a mitzvah tadira. It's a mitzvah tadira. What's tadira b'mitzvahs? So according to that answer of the Gemara is saying that matzui doesn't mean anything. Matzui doesn't count. V'yaseima mila legabe pesach ki tadir damya. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, Kitadir Damya Shemitsuya hi harbe mi pesach aval matsui de shlomim legabe matsui de chatos lavke tadira dami. In the second teretz, the Gemara says matsui could sometimes count as tadir, does have the mile of tadir, but only if it's way more. If it's way more matsui than the other thing, like the contrast between mila and pesach, pesach is once a year and mila is so often, so that has the mila of tadir. Mila has the mila of tadir over Pesach, but the contrast between Shlomim and Chatos is not that much. So that matzuikait that Shlomim has over Chatos is not going to give it the mila of tadir. The Gemara does not end up being paishet the shaila, and since therefore the Rambam says in Perek Tes Halacha Beis Mehilchus Tmidin and Musafin, of yaktim mehem. You could do whatever you want first. So based on our Gemara, the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Chav Ches has an arichus to ask on the Nimuke Yosef in Hilchus Tzitzis Simen Yud Beis that says that the reason why we put on a talis or tzitzis before tefillin is because since tzitzis is more tadir than tefillin, so we say that tadir v'sheinai tadir tadir kaidim. He has another reason as well, because mitzvah tzitzis is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. But besides for that, he also says it's because of tadir v'sheinai tadir tadir kaidim. Frekta Shagas Aryeh on the Nimuke Yosef, that first of all, who told you that mitzvah tzitzis is more tadir than tefillin? According to many rishonim, aksus yoim is potter from tzitzis even by laila. Even a daytime beged is potter from tzitzis by night. Masha'en kein, most paiskim hold that laila is really zman tefillin, midai raisa, and it's only midrabanan that they said not to wear tefillin on that night, kadesh lo yoshen bahen, in order that he shouldn't fall asleep, he shouldn't sleep in them. Zokta Shagas Aryeh, so kumtais, that tzitzis is only noyeg by yoim and not by laila. Tefillin is noyeg 6 days a week, by day and by night. Just Shabbos lavs man tefillin. So tefillin is more tadir than tzitzis. And even if you say, like the Rishonim, that eksus yoim is chayiv and tzitzis by laila, the chilik is between aksus yoim and aksus laila. A daytime baget is chayim and tzitzis even at night. A nighttime baget is potter from tzitzis even by day. So kumtais, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is noyig 24/7. But still, even if that's true, but you can't go wrong by putting on tefillin first. Because since the Gemara in Megillah Chafav Amid Bey says that tzitzis are tashmishei mitzvah, and Mikir Adin, they're Nizrakin. Masha Enkein, tefillin are tashmishei kedusha, and they're Nignazin. So you see that tefillin have more kedusha than tzitzis. So since we see in our sugyo that Toderu Mekudish, the Gemara is not Poshit, Zok the Rambam, whichever one you want to do first, you can do first. Therefore, Zok the Shagas Aryeh, by putting on tefillin first, you can't go wrong. Because even on the tzad, that tzitzis is considered more Toder than tefillin, so what? But tefillin is more Mekudish than tzitzis. So you still have a right to put on tefillin first. Plus, according to some Paiskim, if you hold the Ksus Yoyim is Pater Balayla, then tefillin is also Tadir. So by putting on tzitzis first, you might be doing something wrong. Because on the tzad, that Ksus Yoyim is Pater and tzitzis Balayla, then it's not Tadir. Whereas if you put on tefillin first, you can't go wrong. Because even on the tzad, that tzitzis is more Tadir, because of those Paiskin that Ksus Yoyim is Chayv and tzitzis even Balayla, so what? But tefillin is more Mekudish. Zakhtar Shagasaye, maybe you're going to tell me that the Maila of Mekudesh is only Noigeya Karbonis. The Maila of Mekudesh is only in Karbonis. Who says that Tfilin, which has more Kedusha than Tzitzis, goes into this Shaila of Toderu Mekudesh? Zakhtar Shagasaye, I'll prove it to you from our Sugya that the Din of Mekudesh is not limited to Karbonis. He says, first of all, the Gemara says that the Gemara wants to bring a raya from this that Rabbi Yechonon says halacha mispalel adam shel mincha v'achar kach shel musafin. So you see that even though the tefilas musaf is more mekudish than mincha, the Gemara thought, because tefilas musaf has to do with Shabbos, mincha has nothing to do with Shabbos. Mincha is even on a regular day, still mincha goes first. So you see that toder umekudish, that toder goes first, and that the Gemara says atu Shabbos letefilas musafin ahani letefilas mincha lo yahani. But you see that it's not limited to karbonis. Elamai, you're going to say, tefillah is b'makim karbonis, tefillah is b'makim karbon. Zok t'shagas aryeh, yeah, but I have another raya from the sugya. It says that birchas hayayin toshma, dovar acher, birchas hayayin tadira, u birchas hayayin meino tadira. V'todir v'sheinoi todir, todir koidim, afagav de birchas hayayin kedisha. The Gemara brings a raya from the fact that we make b'er priyagofen before the birchas hayayin. So you see that Tadir Umekudish, Tadir goes first. Over there, we're not dealing with Karbonis. We're dealing with Kedusha Shabbos. Nothing to do with Karbonis. And still the Gemara is calling that Tadir Umekudish. Oy bazoy, zok teshagas aryeh. So too, since Tfilin are Tashmishei Kedusha, Tzitzis are Tashmishei Mitzvah. So Tfilin has the Maila of Mekudish. So you can't go wrong by putting on Tfilin first. Also, says the Shagas Aryeh, another Taina, that he doesn't understand why does the Nimuka Yosef consider tzitzis to be tadir. He says, since tzitzis is not a chayvas gavra, you're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis, rather it's a chayvas talis, meaning if you're wearing a beged, that's a bas dalid kanfos, there's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on it. But if you don't have such a beged, then you don't have a chiyuv. So that shouldn't be considered todir. That's matsui. He happens to be wearing tzitzis, so he happens to be fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis more often than tefillin. But todir means it has to be something that's a chiyuv, not just something that he happens to be doing more frequently. So, loymi baye lefi the first tarets of the Gemara, that my tadira b'mitzvah, that the Gemara is kaifer akoil on the whole concept of matzui. Matzui is garnished. Tadir means that it has to be a chiyuv. So then, for sure, tzitzis should not be considered tadir. Even if you say, like the second tarets of the Gemara, that mila legabe pesach is considered tadir, yeah, that's because mila is way more matzui than Pesach. Pesach is once a year, and Mila is all the time. But the matzui of Shlomim, legabe matzui dechatos, the Gemara said, that's not considered Tadir. So the Matsui kite that Tzitzis has over Tfilin should be comparable to Shlamim and Chatos, not to Pesach and Mila. So according to both Terutzim of the Gemara, Tzitzis, Leumas, Tfilin should not have the Maila of Tadir, and therefore the Shagasariyeh bleib Shver on the Psak of the Nemuke Yosef, that he said that the Talis, that Tzitzis should go before Tfilin because of Tadir, V'she'enoi Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. Then the Shagasariyeh brings that the Mechaber in Eirachayim, Simen Chaf Hei, says a totally different reason why you should put on Tzitzis before Tfilin. He says that La'achar Shalavash Talis Mitzuyitz Yaniach Tfilin Shemalin Bakaydish Zokta Mechaber Amoyridike Tam. Why you put on the talis and then the tefillin, he says, because of malin b'kodesh, because you should go up in kedusha. That means he's applying the rule that we have in Menachos Daf Tzadi Tesam at Aleph, that malin b'kodesh, we learned it out from a pasuk, it says that Hashem told Moshe to tell Elazar that he should take the machtos of the Adas Koirach, and he should make from them rikuei pachim tzipoi lamizbeach, thin hammered down sheets as a covering for the mizbeach. So the Gemara says originally these machtois were tashmishei mizbeach. They were accessories of the mizbeach. They were used to bring keteiris to Hashem, and now they became the part of the mizbeach itself. So you see malin b'kodesh. There's a concept that you go up in kedusha. Zokta mechaber. So therefore you should put on the talis first, which is the lower Madrega, and then you go up in Kedusha, and you put on the Tefillin. Zokta Shagasariyeh, that this is Tomua. It's Tomua to say that you should put the Talis on before the Tefillin because of Malin Bakaydish. Because Adarabba, we should apply the rule of the Mishnah at the beginning of the Parak, Pei Tesamet Aleph, that Kol HaMekudosh Mechaveiroi Kedem Es Chaveiroi. When you have two things in front of you to do, you have a talis and tefillin to put on. And the question is, which one should go first? You should say, Kol HaMekudosh Mechaveiroi Kedem Es Chaveiroi, just like if you have Dam Chatos and Dam Oila. The question is, which one should I spritz on the Mizbeach first? So the one that has more Kedusha has Kedima. So I have a talis and tefillin in front of me. The question is, which one should I do first? I should do the tefillin first. I Malin Bakaydish? Malin Bakaydish, Zokt the Shagasariyeh, that's like the Gemara's case in Menachos Lamedalet Amud Beis, where a person wants to know, can he change his tefillah shel yad into a shel roish? Or vice versa, can he change his tefillah shel roish into a shel yad? So over there it's a question, in this cheftza itself, can I change it from a shel yad into a shel roish? Says the Gemara, yes. Because since the Shel Roish has more Kedusha, like Rashi explains over there, the Shel Roish has two letters of the name Shakai in it. It has the Shin on the bias and the Dalid in the back, by the Kesher in the back of the head, whereas the Shel Yad only has the Yud that's attached to the bias of the Shel Yad. So since the Shel Roish has two out of the three letters, it has more Kedusha. So yes, you can be Mahapach, you can change a Shel Yad into a Shel Roish. Whereas you can't make a shel roish into a shel yad, because ain my reading, you can't go down in kedusha. Zokta Shagasariyeh, that's where malin b'kodesh applies, where you have one cheftza, and the question is, can I change it to something else? So ain my reading, mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala. But you could be malin mikdusha kala l'kdusha chamura. But when you have two different maisim to do, and the question is, which maisa should be done first? Then avada, we should apply the rule of kol hamekudosh mechaveiroi kodem es chaveiroi. So over here, I have a talis and tefillin in front of me to do, and the question is which one should go first. So we shouldn't apply the rule of malin b'kodesh. We should apply the rule of kol hamekudosh mechaveiroi kodem es chaveiroi. Comes along the Bir Halacha at the beginning of Simen Chaf Hei, and he says an answer to the Shagasariyeh's question, which the Dagel Mervava also asks as well over there. Says the Bir Halacha, Shemalin Bakaydish, Al Ha'adam Koi. It's going on the mensch. Shetzarech Leilech Midarga Lidarga. He has to go from one level to another. Ulehis alois bekdusha ki mitchila hurak mechases atzmai bekisui shel mitzvah val yidei atfilin hu mekasher es atzmai bekesher hayichud vakedusha. And he says in the brackets that this is from the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Gra, and they're coming to answer the question of the Shagas Aryeh and the Dogel Mervav. So what's the Bir Halacha saying over here? The Malin Bakaydish is going on the Mensch. He has to go Midarga Lidarga and Ulhis Alis Bekdusha. Originally, he just covers himself with a Kisui Shel Mitzvah, and then through the Tefillin, he's Mekasher himself, Bekesher Hayichud Vakdusha. What's he saying? I think the Bir Halacha over here is saying that it's true, Malin Bakaydesh is only on one Cheftza. But over here, the one Cheftza is the Guf HaAdam. When you have two mitzvahs that are done on the Guf HaAdam, the Malin Bakaydesh is Chal on the Mensch. Shemalin Bakaydesh Al HaAdam Kai. It's going on the person. The person should go from one level to another. And to be Mis'alin Kedusha. First, he should do the lower step of just covering himself with a Kisui Shel Mitzvah, and then go to the next step, that through the Tefillin he's Mekasher himself, Mekasher Ayichud Vakdusha. So the Mensch is being Nis'ala Midarga Lidarga. So that is comparable to Tefillah Shel Yad and Tefillah Shel Rosh. When you have two mitzvahs that are done Michutz L'Guf HaAdam, you have Dam Chatos and Dam Oilo, which are spritzed on the Mizbeach, then Einachanami, Kol HaMekudosh Mechaveiroi, Koidem Eschaveiroi. But when there's one Cheftza involved, you want to change a Tefillah Shel Yad to a Tefillah Shel Rosh. So over there, Malin Bakaydesh says, yes, you can do that, but you can't change a Shel Rosh to a Shel Yad, because that's Ein My Reedin. So too over here, when you have two mitzvahs that are being done on the Guf HaAdam, the Malin Bakaydesh is Chal in the Mensch. The Mensch is that one Cheftza on which I say Malin Bakaydesh. Let him first go up the lower step of putting on the Kisui Shel Mitzvah, and then to go up to the next step to be Malin Bakaydesh, that he should be Nis'ala. That he should be Nis'ala in Kedusha. So therefore it does pass over here to say Malin Bakaydesh. A beautiful teretz. Lefi zeh, frekta or Avram, from Rabbi Avram Gurevich Shlita, from Yeshivas Ner Moshe, and he asks Akasha that, why does the Gemara in Menachos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph need to learn out that we put on the Tefillin Shel Yad before the Tefillin Shel Rosh? Because it says Ukshartam Lois Al Yodecha, and then Vahoyu L'Taytafais Beinei Necha. So it says Tefillin Shel Yad first. Why does the Gemara need that? Why doesn't the Gemara just say Al Tzmalin Bakaydish? Since the Tefillin Shel Rosh has more kedusha than the Tefillin Shel Yad, and we just got through saying from the Mechaber and the Bir Halacha that two things that are done on the Guf HaAdam, we say Malin Bakaydesh, so that itself should be a reason why you put on the Tefillin Shel Yad before the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So why does the Gemara need to learn it out from a Pasuk of Ukshartem Lois Al Yadecha V'Hayu L'Toytofes Beinei Necha? So the Kasha is not so terrible, because if you have a Mefurish Pasuk Avad, it's better. But we can answer another Teretz as well, a Geshmaka Teretz, that the Mechaber says in Simen Chaf Hei, Sif Aleph, that v'hamenichin kis ha'tfilin v'hatalis l'seich kis achas tzrichin lizoyer shlo yanichu kis ha'tfilin l'maylo kidei shlo yifka behem tchilo v'yitztorech lo hanicham koidem ha'talis kidei shlo yavar ala mitzvah. The Mechaber says that when a person puts his tefillin and his talis in one bag, he should be careful not to put the tefillin on top, in order that when he takes out from his bag the next day, he shouldn't come to his tefillin first, because if he takes out his tefillin first, he's going to have to put them on before the talis in order not to be mavir ala mitzvah. So we see from the Mechaber that ein mavirin ala mitzvah overrides the inin of Malin Bakaydish. You put on the talis first, before the tefillin because of Malin Bakaydesh. However, if you're already holding the tefillin in your hands, you already took out the tefillin bag before the talis, then Al Tzein Mavir and Al Amitzis, that takes precedence. However, in Simen Chav Hei Sivav, says the Mechaber, in Poga B'shel Rosh Tchila, Tzorch Lahavir Al Oiso HaMitzvah, V'yaniach Shel Yad Tchila, V'achakach Shel Rosh. What happens if a person took out the Shel Rosh from the bag before the Shel Yad? So then you put the Shel Rosh down and you put on the Shel Yad first. Why? Zok the Mishnah Brura. In Sivkot and Chav Gimel, Kivan de Siv Berkra Mefurish. The Yad Kaidim, the Mitchilo Ukshartam, Vahadar Ulutai Tafais, Lefikach Ein Mashkichin Al Havaras HaMitzvah. Masha'en Kein Le'el, Besif Aleph Gabi Tzitzis Utfilin. Zok the Mishnah Brura, since there's a Mefurish Apostle that says that the tefillin shel yad should go before the shel roish, so therefore that overrides ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. So ibazoi, we have a beautiful teretz to the question of the Har Avram. The reason why the Gemara needed to say that it's a pasuk of ukshartim lois alidecha and then v'hoyu l'taytafes meinenecha to explain why the shel yad goes before the shel roish is because it chaps a nafkamina over the tam of malin bakaydish. Had it just been for Malin Bakaydesh, so then, had I taken out the Shel Rosh before the Shel Yad, I would have put on the Shel Rosh first, because of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. But now that it's a Mefurish Apasuk, Ukshartam Lois Al Yadecha, V'hayu L'taytofes Beineinecha, so that overpowers the din of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, and I, even if I took out the Shel Rosh first, I put it down, and I put on the Shel Yad first. So Lehalacha, the Mechaber Paskins, that you put on the Talis first, the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Chav Ches, at the end of the Tshuva, he comes out with a Cheshbon that, if you want, you could put on the Talis first, if you want, you could put on the Tfilin first, Ayin Shom. Next Inyan. In the Mishnah, at the bottom of Tzadi Aleph Amad Aleph, we have a Machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rav Tarfin. Rav Shimon holds Ein Misnadvin Shemen, Rav Tarfin holds Misnadvin Shemen. The Gemara says at the top of Sadi Aleph Amid Beis Amar Shmuel, L'divrei Rab Tarfin Hamisnadev Shemen Koimtsoi Ushyorov Necholim. My Taima Omar Kro Korban Mincha Melamed Shemisnadvin Shemen V'chi Mincha Ma Mincha Koimtsoi Ushyoreo Necholim Av Shemen Koimtsoi Ushyorov Necholim. So, what does Shmuel mean when he says Koimtsoi? The Rabbeinu Gershim in Menachas Ayin Dalet Amid Beis says that it means literally, like a regular kmitza, that he does the kmitza with his hand, and he says how? He says yakpenu. He should get the shemen to become congealed. He should get the make the shemen get hardened, that he's able to make a kmitza in the shemen. In other words, how do you make a kmitza in a davar lach, in a liquid, Zakra Benu Gershim Yakpenu, that he should make it congeal, and then he'll be able to do the kmitza. Tosis over there differentiates between shemen and yayin. Tosis says shemen you could do kmitza in, but yayin you can't because it's tzolol. Tosis seems to be saying that since shemen is thicker than yayin, on shemen it passes a kmitza, on yayin it doesn't pass. The Sfasema says he doesn't understand, why can't you make the yayin karush? And then you'll be able to do a kaimitz in the yayin, just like in the shemen. The Taisis Yomtiv in Menachis Perk Yud Beis Mishneh Hay says a chiddush that the kaimitz that Shmuel means that you do means shemafrish bekli shir kaimitz shehu kebei zaysim. He doesn't mean that you do the kmitza with your hand. He means you're mafrish with a kli, a shir kaimitz, which is like two zaysim. The Rashash in Yuma Mem Zayin Amad Aleph asks two questions on the Taisis Yamta. First of all, the Gemara in Yuma over there says Tanu Rabbanon bekaimtzai shalayasa midol kaimitz. From the word bekaimtzai, we learn out that you should not make a measurement for the kaimitz of the kayin and take the kmitza with that klisharis, with that midah. the mitzah has to be done with the hand of the kohen. And also, you can have a kohen that his mitzah is more than two zeisim. It's true that the Tosfos Yom Tov brings that the Bar Tanura says in Menachos Paragimel Mishnah Dalet that Ein Koimitz Pachis Mishnei Zeisim. Yeah, a Koimitz doesn't have less than two Zeisim, but you can have a Koyin that his Koimitz has more than two Zeisim. So, the Rashash L'Choyra means that whichever Koyin is taking this Koimitz with that Kli, we should be Mishayer with his Koimitz, with his hands. And if his Koimitz is Machzik more than two Zeisim, so why is it enough that this Kli has two zeisim? So I was thinking a svara that when is there a din that you have to be meshayer biyodei shol kohen? That's when the kohen is the one doing the maisa kmitza. But avivait the Tosfos Yom Tov is being mechadish over here that by shemen, which is a liquid, it doesn't pass to do a maisa kmitza with your hand. So al karchach over here, the way to take the sheer koimitz is by taking. By using a kli, so then he's saying that we take the standard shear of shnei zeisim. There is no kohen to be mashayer with because there's no kohen that's doing the maisa kmitza. However, Rav Beryl brought a raya from the Mishnah later on Daf Kuvva, the Mishnah in Menachos Kuvava Midbeis that says ha'emer harei olai levoino lo yifches mi kohemitz, and Tosis brings over there from the Yushalmi Masechta Shkalim. In Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid, that has a machlokes if we're Meshayer, the Koyimitz, with the Yad HaBailim, or with the Shear of the Yad HaKoyin. Which Koyin? There's no Koyin that's doing a Maisa Kemitz over there. He said, Harei Olai Levaina. And the question is, how much Levaina does he have to give? Saying, Lo Yifchais Mi Koyimitz. Whose Koyimitz? The Koyin. Which Koyin? L'chayret means the Koyin that's going to do the Avodas Haktara. In this Levina, that Kayan that's going to do that Vavaida, he's the Kayan that we're Mishayer with, even though he's not doing any Maisa Kemitza. So too over here, the Rishash held that whichever Kayan is the one that's taking this Kli to take the Sheer Kaimitz, let's be Mishayer with his hands. And if his hands are more than two Zeisim, so why should it be enough that the Kli is Machzik to Zeisim? To be Miyashiv the Kashis of the Rashash on the Tosfos Yom Tov, take a look in the Sefer Minchas Avraham on Menachos on page Kuf Samach Gimel. Next Inyan. The Gemara says, towards the bottom of the Amud, Omar Shmuel, HaMisnadiv Yayin, Mevi, Umezalfoy, Algabe Ha'ishim. One that's Misnadiv Yayin, he brings it and he sprinkles it onto the Eish. Unlike the Gemara brought in the name of Rabbi Kiva, that when a person's misnadav yayin, it goes to the svalim. You pour it into the svalim. No, according to Shmuel, you sprinkle it onto the esh. The Mikdash David in Simon Yud Aleph Sif Katan Aleph declares a geshmake chakira. In this din of mizalfoy al gabi ha'ishim, is it a din haktara, or is it a din nisuch? Just that the makim of the nisuch is al gabi ha'ishim, and he has many nafkaminis. One nafkamina is, does he have to be mezalifit from a klisharis? The Tosefta in Parak Aleph, Halacha Ches, says that you have to do nisuch from a klisharis. However, when it comes to Akhtara, the Gemara says in Menachos Chavava Med Aleph that it's kosher even biyad. You could do Akhtara even biyad. The Akhtara doesn't have to be done from a klisharis. So if this din ziluf is a din Akhtara, so then he could do it biyad. But however, if it's a din nisuch, just that the makayim of the nisuch is the eish, so then he has to be menasich from a klisharis. Another nafkamina would be legabe the chiyuv of chutz. If it's a haktara dikadin, so then the shear of to be chayiv for yayin bachut should be a kezayis, which is the shear for haktara. Or the Mikdash David has a tzad that maybe since it's a mashke, so maybe the shear is revius. But if it's a din nisuch, so then you should need three lugin, like the shear of Nesachim. And it's Yitachin, another nafkamina, if it would need melach. Because the Gemara in Menachos, Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, says that yotzu dam b'yayin she'ein oylim le'ishim, that dam and yayin that are not oylim le'ishim do not have a din of melach. Now, you can clear, what does it mean, ein oylim le'ishim? Doesn't mean practically that it's not going into the eish? Or maybe ein oylim le'ishim is a way of saying that they don't have a din haktara. Just like we mentioned in the shir on Daf Pei Dalet, that Rabbi Yeshua says that Kol Aroi Le'ishim has a din of Kiddush Mizbeach. And we wanted to say a Kiddush in the name of the Mishnah Shalom, that even if you hold, like Shmuel, that HaMisnadav Yayin Mevi Muzalfoy Al Gabi Ho'ishim, it could still be that it won't have a din of Kiddush Mizbeach, because Roi Le'ishim means something that's Roi Lahaktara. I found afterwards that that's the Lashon HaTosfos on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, when he brings the din of Rabbi Yeshua. He says, V'ilu Rabbi Yeshua ha'omar dein ha'mizbech mekadesh psulin shelo yerdu elo behaktara. Tosfos says a Lashon of Haktara. It's not enough that it's Roi Le'ishim, zok the Mishnah Shalom. It has to be something that's Roi Lahaktara. So if Shmuel's halacha by us is not a din haktara, it's just a din nisuch al gabe ha'esh, so it won't have a din of Kiddush Mizbeach according to Rabbi Yeshua, so yesh lodun, then maybe you won't have a din melach either. Because maybe the miut in the Gemara Menachos Chaf Aleph on dam and yayin shein oylim le'ishim means something, if we're excluding things that don't have a din haktara. And therefore, on the tzad of the Mikdash David, that it's not a din haktara, it's just a din nisuch, could be that it wouldn't need melach. I think that the pashup shat in the pasuk that Shmuel brings, v'yayin takriv la'nesa chatzi ahin ishei reach nichayach l'ashem, the pashtus of ishei reach nichayach l'ashem, which is the lashon that's always used by haktara, is mashma that it's taka din haktara. It's not just a makah in where you do the nisuch. No, it sounds like the kiyum is with this, that the eish eats it up. It's like a haktara. It's a ishei reach nichayach l'ashem. Its kiyum is with the achilas ha'esh. I think the pashtus of the pasuk is definitely meira, like that sad of the Mikdash David, that it's a haktara dekedin. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan. The Gemara asks on Shmuel, Toshma yayin kediver Rabbi Kiva l'svalim, shemen kediver Rabbi Tarfin le'ishim, v'oy tanyo yayin nesach l'svalim, oy einoy elo le'ishim, amrit lo yechabe. So, how could Shmuel say that hamisnadav yayin meviyum is alfa el gabi ho'ishim? We have mufurish of brises that say, no, you put it into the svalim. Zakti Gemara lo yekasha, harab Yehuda, harab Shimon. One is going according to Rav Yehuda, one's going according to Rav Shimon. Says Rashi that Rav Yehuda holds Dover Shein Miskaven is Asur. So then you have a problem of Loi Sichbe. Even if you don't have Kavana, therefore that man Domar is Akar Leila Mashmuse de Isha, Le Midrashe Nachasruach, Hu Lefonai Ke Ishim, Vachi Masikla, Le Braisa Bisifri. Because that man Domar holds that Dover Sheinim Iskabin is Osir, so you can't learn the Pasuk like the Pashup Shat, that the Yayin goes into the Ishim. Rather, it means that it's a Nachas Ruach Hulafanai Ke Ishim, Avada, you pour it into the Svalim, but it makes a Nachas Ruach like something that gets burnt on the Mizbeach. But Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon, that Shmuel Rav Shimon, the Kivan Dein Miskaven Lechabai, since he's not Miskaven to extinguish the fire, Ein Loi Sichbe Raya Olav Lesar Lemiyakar Mashmusa De Isha Mishum Kushio Delei Sichbe. Since it's a Dover Shein Miskaven, and Dover Shein Miskaven is Mutter, so that the fact that the fire could go out is not a reason to uproot the Pasuk from the Pashup Shat. From the simple mashmois, that sounds like you actually pour it, you actually sprinkle it into the fire. Frekt Rashi, vim toimar, psik resha v'lo yomushu. Frekt Rashi, but it's a psik resha. We know that Rav Shimon is moida by psik resha. Zokt Rashi, efshur de mezalif lei, betipin dakos me'oid. It's possible for him to sprinkle the wine with very small drops, very thin drops, hilkoch inami mechabe betipim gasois. Therefore, even if he extinguishes the fire with thick, big drops, dover shein miskavenhu. It's a dover sheinoi miskaven. So the Merkavis HaMishnah in Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, understands that Rashi is coming to say a gewaldige chiddush, that even if he's mezalef with tipin gasois, it's mutter. What does Rashi say? That since he's able to be mezalef with tipin dakois ma'oid, so even if he extinguished it with tipin gasois, it's a davar sheinu miskaven. So the Merkavis HaMishnah understands that Rashi is saying that even if he lehedya is mezalef with tipin gasois, it's mutter. And it's not called a psik resha. L'chayra, this is a pella. Because, very nice, he's able to do it with tipin dakois, and then it wouldn't for sure extinguish the fire. But now that he's doing it with tipin gasois, in this eifin, it does for sure extinguish the fire. So what does it help me that he has the ability to do it with tipin dakois? But in the eifin that he's doing it now, it's a psik resha. L'chayra, it's a pella. So, the Hesber in the Rashi I heard from a Rebbe, Rabosha Arieli Shlita, a Gevaldige Chiddush, that the Yisoid Adin of Psik Resha, you could understand in one of two ways. Is the Pshat that since it's a Psik Resha, so it's Kimiskavin, it's considered that you had Kavana? How could you say that you didn't have Kavana, since it's impossible that if you chop off the head of a chicken, because you want to use it for your child to play with, it's impossible that the chicken's not going to die. So how could you say you weren't mechavin for the netilas neshama? It's inherent in the maisa that chopping off the head of the chicken is going to kill the animal. So that's considered that you were mechavin. That's one pshat. The other way to learn is, like Rav Shimon Shkop says in Ksuba Simen Dalet, that the Yisoid HaDin of Dover Sheinu Miskaven is the Pshat that since you didn't have Kavana for that other thing that came out of your Maisa, so that which happened, that thing that happened is not Misyachis to you. It's Ki'ilu was Nasis Me'elov. For example, let's say a person schlept a bench. He's moving a bench from point A to point B. And it's not such a heavy bench that will definitely make a charitz, make a groove in the ground. So if he moves the bench from point A to point B and it happened to make a groove, so we consider it as if the maisa that he did was moving the bench from point A to point B. The fact that a charitz happened, that's kilu was nasis me'elov. That's not misyachis to you. That's not your maisa. Your ma'isa is the moving the bench, and it's ki'ilu, it happened on its own that a charitz came about. That's not considered your ma'isa, it's not considered your malacha. However, what if it's such a heavy bench that by moving it from point A to point B, it's inherent in that ma'isa that it's for sure going to make a charitz, then the ma'isa of moving the bench itself is considered a maisa asiyas charitz, since munach in this maisa of schlepping the bench behechrich makes asiyas charitz. So the moving of the bench itself is a maisa malacha of making a charitz. So it's not the pshat that we consider it as if you were mechavin to make the charitz, but rather being mechavin to move the heavy bench, that itself is ki'ilu yur mechavin for the malacha, because the maisa of moving the bench is considered a maisa asiyas charitz. Oy bazoi, zok Rashi, that if it's possible to have a mitzias of being mezalef betipin dakois, and then the fire will not be extinguished, so even if you're mezalef with tipin gasois, shem zilof chadhu, there's one shame ziluf. Ziluf is ziluf. Since in ziluf, liknish behechrich, kiboy ha'esh, so even if you did the ziluf with tipin gasais, but it's not kaveh Hashem la'atzmai. It's still one shame ziluf. There's one shame of ziluf. Does ziluf carry within it behechrich the inyan of kibui or not? If in ziluf it doesn't lig behechrich the inyan of kibui, so then there's no problem of psik resha. And this is the pshat in Rashi in Ksubis Daf Hei Amid Beis that the Gemara says over there. The Gemara declares that ibayin luhu mahu livel batchila b'shabes dam mifkat pakid aichibura imechbar v'imtim tzolaymar dam mifkat pakid ledam hutzarech v'shari aydim on lepesach hutzarech v'aser v'imtim tzolaymar ledam hutzarech upesach memela kaasi. Even if you say that he needs the dam and the pesach comes about memela, halacha k'rav Shimon damar davar shein miskavin mutter ay halacha k'rav Yehuda damar davar shein miskavin aser. So Rashi asks, what do you mean that if he needs the dam and the Pesach happens memela, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter, but it's a psik resha to make the Pesach? So Rashi, haparchinon ol kamon. The Gemara asks this later. Umishaninon yesha bikin bahatoya. There are some people that are baki bahatoya. Ve'ein dam yoytze va'af ein Pesach niftach. And when a person makes hatoya, the dam doesn't come out, and also the Pesach is not niftach. Hilkach lafsik reisha v'loyamushu. So everyone asks on Rashi, yeah, if a person makes hatoya, then no dam comes out, and also ain't Pesach niftach. But here we're talking about a person that's ledam hutzarech. We're talking about a person that needs the dam. So when he needs the dam, then he's not doing hatoya. So in that case, it is a psik resha. Wasn't help me that yesha bikin bahatoya, that there are people that could do hatoya and there's no dam and there's no pesach. But over here we're saying that ledam hutzarech. We're saying that he does want the dam. He does need the dam, and the pesach memeila kaasi. And when you need the dam, then it is a psik resha to have a pesach. Rashi's saying if a person does hatoya, then there's no dam and no pesach. But over here we're talking about a person who needs the dam. The teretz is the same teretz. Since it's shayach to do a maisa bia without making a pesach when he does hatoya, so shame bia chadhu. And memela, even if he does the bia ba'ifin, that ledam hutzarech, and he's not doing hatoya, but since this maisa bia is not something that behechrich has to make a pesach, see, even if he's doing it ba'ifin, that will make a Pesach, but you can't say that licked in a maisa bia asiyas a Pesach. A memela, it's mutter, a gewaldige chiddush. However, it's not mukhrich to learn like that in Rashi by us, because if you're medayik Rashi's lashon, Rashi doesn't say that efshur de mezalefle betipen dakeis moed hilkoch inami mezalef betipim gasa is dover shein miskavenhu. Rashi says hilkach inami mechabe betipim gasa is dover shein miskavenhu. The Chemdas Daniel in Chelik Bey Simon Tess Sivkot and Dalid wants to learn up that Rashi means that even if shaloi bekavana tipim gasa is came out from him, there's no iser because it's not a psik resha that tipim gasa is will come out. It could be that it will come out deep in daka. It means he's sprinkling. It's possible that if he's sprinkling, it's possible that it will be deep in daka. So Rashi says, inami, even if it happened to come out, that the deep in that came out from him were deep in gasais, it's not a psik ratio, because it wasn't a psik ratio that they would be gasais. Not like the Merkavis HaMishnah is learning Rashi that you could l'chatchila go and be mezalef at tipin gases. Of course not. Of course, then it's a psik resha. Rashi means that it's not muchrach that tipin gases will come out. You're spritzing. Even if it ended up that he was mechabe but tipin gases, it's not a problem because it's not a psik resha. Legabe nikar kasha of Rashi, that what happened to the fact that it's a psik resha. It's Yodua that Toysus and Ksubis, Davova Mer Aleph, brings, B'Shem the Aruch, that this was the Aruch's Mekar for his famous Shita, that a psik resha deloy nichalei is mutter. A psik resha that you're not interested in is mutter. Over here, you don't want the kibui. It happens, it's happening, but you're not interested in that. So your reason why, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter, zok de aruch, is because it's a psik resha deloy nichalei, and this is his mekar for his shita. Taisvis over there says that no, psik resha deloy nichalei is not mutter, but over here, since it's a tzairich mitzvah, so therefore it's okay. The kayvich yurim and ksubis aisud ches is bothered that l'chayra, according to the cholkim on the aruch, it's an isur deiraisa. So how could we be matir just because of a mitzvah? What does this mean, tzairich mitzvah? But if you don't hold of the aruch, then psik resha deloy nichalei l'chayra is a regular psik resha. It's an isur deiraisa. How are you matir an isur deiraisa l'tzairich mitzvah? So the Kavitz Yurim wants to say that Vais Dois, that even Taisvis, that argues on the Aruch, agrees that it's not Osir Midairaisa, it's only an Isser Drabanon. They're only arguing on the Aruch that the Aruch is Mater Lechatchila. So Taisvis, no, I'm not Mater Psik Reishad Lanichalei Lechatchila. It's Osir Midrabanon. Oh, an Isser Drabanon, Litzerich Mitzvah, they were Mater. Taisis and Shabbos Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph and Dibra Maschaloi, and also the Rosh and Shabbos Perak Yud Bey Simon Aleph, they say a different answer that it's not a psik resha because it's yitachin that the tipin will fall on the Evarim and not onto the Eish. So it's not a psik resha that it will definitely put out the Eish. And the Rambam over here in Perish HaMishnais and the Rav, they say that it's possible that the Eish will be so strong that it will overpower the wine and will just evaporate the wine and it won't go out. So it's Vaiter, not a Psik Resha. So these are different Mahalchim in the Rishonim to get around the problem of Psik Resha. Rashi says that since you could do it with Tipin Dakos, so Inami Mechaba B'Tipim Gase, so Dover Shein Miskavin Hu, there's two Mahalchim how to understand Rashi. Either Rashi saying a Gevaldige Nayas, a Gevaldige Chiddush, that you could even Lechatchila go and do it B'Tipin Gaseis, because since there's an Afsharus of Tipin Dakos, Mamela Liknish, then this Maisa of Ziluf, Behechrich, Inin of Kiboy, and since Shem Ziluf Chadhu, so Mamela Maisa Ziluf, it does not Behechrich bring on kibui, so you can't say that a ligs, kibui ligs in that maisa, which is the lumdus of why psik resha is also usually, or Rashi just means that since it's not muchrach that tipin gasoich will come out, when you make a spritz, it's possible that it will be tipin dakoich, so even if it happened to come out that it was tipin gasoich, it's mutter, because it wasn't a psik resha that it would come out mimenu tipin gasois, but avada you can't lechatchila spritz tipin gasois. The aruch learns out from our gemara his yisai that psik resha delay nichalei is mutter. Toisus and Shabbos says no, psik resha delay nichalei is not mutter. It's aser midrabanon the way the kavet shiurim is learning. It's not mutter lechatchila. It's aser midrabanon. So the tzairich mitzvah it's mutter. Toisus and Shabbos kuf gimel amad aleph and the rush they say that since it's yitachin, it's possible that the tipin will fall onto the Evarim and not onto the Eish. It won't be Mechaba, the Eish is not a Psik Resha. And the Rambam and Perish HaMishnais and the Rav say that it's possible that the Eish will be so big and strong, powerful, that it will overpower the wine. The wine will not put it out, so therefore it's not a Psik Resha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.